listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My little buddy Dominic returns from a week on the beach in Florida. He's back tomorrow, so he'll join us in the happy hour tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Today, though, have no fear. You got to find Code Devil. He is Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. He's an attorney at law by vocation. I think retired, but, you know, he still does the morning show right here on Devil Radio. Hope you get up early and listen. But if you miss him in the mornings, he's joining me at 5, so stick around for that. In the meantime, going back to the phones, Lordy, I understand it's an excited David from Mequon. Welcome, David. Contain your excitement, sir.
Hey, Gritty, how you doing?
Good, man.
Taking my call. You know what? A lot of people, though, on the conservative side, we've known about this for quite a while. Unfortunately, I say quite a while. If you remember, in December of 2019, the New York Post initially reported about all this information. And consequently, what ended up happening was there was media blackout. They were locked out of the Twitter account, Facebook, and YouTube. Nobody wanted to talk about it, and part of the problem
at that time, Dave, was we didn't know how someone got their hands on the stolen laptop. Are we to really believe that Hunter Biden left this laptop containing all this damning evidence at some computer repair store in Delaware? And Rudy Giuliani is pushing the evidence. I mean, so there was a lot of reasons for guys like me who right now, today, I'm trying to be intellectually honest with you, Dave, right? But there were lots of reasons for me to be suspicious of the motives and the sources when it was initially coming from the Hunter Biden laptop. And the only one that seemed to care was Ron Johnson. He was doing his gag, chaired Senate committee hearings, but he wouldn't investigate the financial crimes of his former president. So I was always skeptical of the source. But I got to tell you, I believe the Washington Post. And the Post is not reporting that, he's a criminal, but he did represent and make a lot of money at a time when he was financially vulnerable from lots of criminal sorts. And Dave, I've had the same suspicions about Donald Trump and money laundering for years and years. And I can't prove it.
Right.
No one's proven it in a court of law beyond a reasonable doubt. I believe there's something there with the Hunter Biden. So I'll let you talk.
All right. So I was going to say to you, and Brian has brought this up a few times in the past, our government, a good chunk of them, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they've been bought and paid off a long time ago from different countries, different entities. And unfortunately, it's scary because at the end of the day, these people are making decisions for the rest of us based on.
But define what you mean by our government has been bought off, because there's lots of layers of bureaucracy between the president and the meter maid. So where do you think they're all bought and paid for, Dave?
Okay, so if you remember with Nancy Pelosi a few months ago with the whole stock business and all that other stuff, like legalized kickbacks by not being able to disclose what certain individuals have with certain companies. And the reason for that is because a lot of them would be implicated. And what I mean by that is, insider trading is a felony. And so a lot of these people, if you look at, what's going on, there's a reason why they're protected. And you don't see that being pushed a little bit more, which is unfortunate because...
Well, I push for that very thing on this program, Dave.
The better.
I don't disagree with you, man. I don't think that Nancy Pelosi should be stock picking or Kevin McCarthy or Donald Trump or anybody else. I don't think that our leaders should be making individual stock deals because they're privy to inside information that they can inside trade on. And I don't disagree with you. It looks corrupt.
Right. Okay.
Our government looks corrupt when we find out that people are benefiting from information that the rest of us don't have yet. But it's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans. I have no doubt. And here's the galling part. To me, Dave,
Yeah.
Joe Biden seems like a hell of a nice guy. And to this point, I'm not yet convinced that Joe Biden had any prior knowledge or conspiracy with his son. So Joe Biden's going to be tarred and feathered for the actions of his son. I would say differently to my opinion, Donald Trump's been guilty of his own seditious acts, his own criminal acts of money laundering, financial disclosure. I mean, the list is long, Dave. You can't come after Hunter Biden, to my opinion, Dave, and not also hold your president up to that same scrutiny. And the fact that we've got to hold all these people up to scrutiny because they're all freaking criminals is galling to me, Dave.
So why did the DA in New York then just drop everything against Trump?
I mean, I don't know, because Mark Pomerantz, his lead investigator, on the way out the door said there's abundant evidence of felonious criminal activity and the inflation and fraudulent behavior around Donald Trump's financial disclosure. The same week that Kavanaugh was put on the U.S. Supreme Court, there was Pulitzer Prize-winning journalism at the New York Times that was well-sourced, much like this Hunter Biden report, that showed all the different ways that Trump screwed his niece, Mary, screwed his own family, collected hundreds of millions of dollars through shell corporations, and did it all to effectively avoid taxes, because only the suckers pay taxes. So if indeed Hunter Biden is guilty of criminal acts, prosecute his ass, Dave. But you and I need to go after Trump just as strongly as we go after Hunter Biden. So you hear me today, man? The next time I'm talking about Trump's criminality, I want you to call in and join me in calling for his indictment.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I agree. We seem to be on the same page, though, with a lot of what we're saying today, which is it's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Dave. When people are stock picking.
But in all honesty, the reason why I listen to your show is it's good to be exposed to different ideas, be it left or right or in the middle or whatever. And I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times we have where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. And so you're to be commended for that to do in that respect as well.
Well, Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man. You listen almost every day. I know you do, Dave. The rest of you better be listening every day. Come back. We'll take more phone calls. Mark, you've been a patient man. I'll get to you soon. The rest of you, 844-967-2789.
Are you so bad? Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy! And everyone's in on it!
This is the defining challenge of our time.